We were talking about the Nolan TV show on the radio this morning. It is available on the iPlayer right now if you want to watch it. The film that we're talking about, in case you didn't see it, I want to play some of the audio from it to you now. I went up into North Belfast during a band practice to get the thoughts and the feelings of some of the people who are living in that area. So what's the anger about within the community? What's this all about?
Well, we reckon our heritage and our culture is getting through down the drain by so-called Parades Commission.
It's a Protestant culture is being eaten away. It's being eaten away. You stupid Parades Commission. That's where most of the anger in this community is directed at now.
But we can get in and out of the Parades Commission decision all night, can't we? What you've been telling me, it's the reason I've come up here, is that there is a deeper anger within the community, that you think that the media is against you, you think that the
media is against us. We know the media is against us.
The media is against our culture, our traditions, and our religion. No matter what way you take it, it's been like that for years. Now, with that in mind, we have been slated left, right, and centre regarding rats.
You know who the media is?
Yeah.
You know who the media is?
Yeah, people like yourself.
Exactly. People like me and other people who live and work in the community.
But we have been betrayed for years, that there came to a stage that we refused to talk to the media. I mean, and that is why, because no matter what we say, and even what I'm saying now, may be twisted and turned so that it sounds completely different on the TV.
Do you honestly think that people like me get up in the morning and I walk out of the house thinking, right, I'm going to do it in the Protestant community today?
No, that's not nonsense. That's not what I'm saying.
It's nonsense.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that their media bandwagon has been going on for years, and they're good at it.
Who's they?
The Republican movement. Sinn Féin, and every chance that they get, they're putting us down.
I spoke to a woman, she phoned the radio show, she lived in the Shankill, and she said that she feels that Protestants are being discriminated against in terms of housing, in terms of education. Is that how you feel too?
When's this area going to get
redeveloped,
regenerated, money put into it?
And
like all our parts of Belfast.
But that's what...
Titanic Quarter, Stephen. They're pumping millions and millions and millions of pounds in the Titanic Quarter. For what? For the outskirts of Belfast to run down like the slums of Scotland did for years. That's our anger. Where's the money going? Why is it not coming into loyalist Protestant areas?
Has devolution not made it better? Having Stormont?
Stormont is a joke. Stormont is a joke.
Are there many of you, of some of the younger ones here, unemployed? Are there many of you without a job?
Yes.
Stick your hand up, they say. No job?
2 years now.
Have you been trying to get work?
Yes, I went to tech for 2 years, studied painting and decorating. Still can't get nothing. Just nothing out there.
And what impact does that have on you, not getting a job? How does it make you feel about yourself?
It's terrible. I mean, you're swan to breathe and taking taxpayers' money out of them, which I don't want to do.
And you see lots of your mates with no work?
Mm-hmm. And it's a disgrace. Big time. They've let the community down and the people in the community. Big time. How do us young ones learn about our culture if yous are ripping it away from us?
What's going to move things for the better, one step forward? What do you want?
What we want is to live in peace. We want our culture and our rights to be respected, that they've promised us the shared space, the equality, which we're not getting at the minute.
I'm scared of my grandkids growing up in this and come back the way it was years and years ago.
It's not going to go back the way it was.
The anger in some of the loyalist communities and Protestant, it's bad. It is really, really bad. We can feel it because we're always on the front line as a band.
Can I just remind you that the senior police officer during the recent trouble said to me the majority of the attacks in the police came from within the Protestant community?
I'm sure you would say that.
That's wrong.
Why
would the police say that?
Because it just shows you, here's the 12th day. Where was it on the news? What did it show you? It showed you the peelers going out the prods.
If you think about what you're saying, right? The media's against you.
Yeah.
The police is against you. The Parades Commission's against you. Tell you what.
Will you look on the internet and you watch the news? They're all against it. What's it show? What's the media show? What the Protestants are doing? It's always, oh, the Protestants have done this to kick it off. Or the police, straight away. Do you want to know what it is? The police are scared of them. Yous are scared of them. And so is the Parades Commission. Plain and simple.
Thanks to the Parades Commission, and thanks to the nicey-nicey approach to try and keep this peace process going, we see that violence does pay, and they are winning that way.
You see, if things don't improve, what are we sitting on here?
How angry is the Protestant community? You're sitting on a powder keg. That's what you're sitting on, a powder keg. What happened in Clifton Street was the first eruption, I would say. And if things keep going the way they're going, nobody wants to see violence. I certainly don't want to see violence. I don't want to see any of these young lads here end up in prison or anywhere else. Nobody wants to see that. But we have to have equality. They're talking about equality and shared space. That's what we want.
Well, Barney, it's made blood listening to that this morning. What's your take on that, May?
Well, I can understand where those young men are coming from. But while I was listening to the programme last night and also listening there to the clip, my mind went back. I was born and reared in a very poor working class area. I can't ever remember, other than at election time, seeing a politician. We were Protestants. We were not deemed high enough up the pecking order in Ulster Unionism when we were had to move house during the beginning of the Troubles. All those talks that those young people are saying now were said all those years ago. And looking at that, you would say to yourself, that's very depressing, things haven't changed. But in actual fact, things have changed. And things now are looking different. But there's still a number of young people who still find themselves in that position. One of the things that we tried to do here in the Shank was get young people into work. Now, we all know that has dried up because of the crisis, because of the bank crisis, and rightly blaming the bankers for it. But the point about it is, if you're standing on the street corner and everybody continually tells you you're a failure, you're no use, you go to school, the teacher's no time for you, and that's no reflection on the teacher. Teacher's no time for you, just not attending school. You go home, there's nothing there, there's no jobs. You go out with your mates and you join a band. The band gives you a status.
Yeah,
you wear a uniform. You're recognised as somebody. And I think that's where young people are now drifting into bands.
But I do understand that, and many would argue there's nothing wrong with them drifting into bands, mate. But that still doesn't explain why there's a them and us mentality. Like, I would understand it more if some of those people who I met up in that band hall were saying, look, it's a disgrace that both working class communities are being left behind. But the stats don't add up. It was very, very clear that those Protestant people felt that their community was being disadvantaged compared to Catholics. But look at the stats, May. When you look at... I know you do, but if you look even at the OFM DFM report last year, Catholics comprised of 54% of unemployed people in 2010. 12% of economically active Catholic males were unemployed. 8% of economically active Protestant males were unemployed. More Catholics unemployed than Protestants.
It's a deeper problem than what you're talking about. On the Catholic side, there is the same deprivation, if not worse. The thing about the Catholic side is Sinn Féin can give this, go on the media and give this air of we're marching, we're forward, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing the other thing. For many, many years in working class Protestant areas, politicians don't care. They have never once even tried to come and address the problem.
Nigel Dodds said this morning he did care. We're about to speak to the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party in a second.
Nigel Dodds referred to a scheme we had years ago. I was the one personally who went to Jane Kennedy with that scheme, and she was going to OK it about underachievement in Protestant areas. And of course, she was then transferred back to England. We got a new minister who wasn't interested. But the point about it is, I know of good work going on in the Shankill, and you would be hard-pushed until the last couple of years to even see one elected politician anywhere near those things.
But why?
Now, that's changing.
Why?
That's changing.
Why don't they feel that it's worth... Well, because they would argue they do, of course, but why do you say they don't care?
I think in many cases the psychic of the Protestant community has always been that we will always vote unionist. We will always go for the flag. We can't afford to go any other way. We're an undercurrent here of a rubble of people who perhaps could be wiped out. I'm old enough, Stephen, to remember when the thinking was they were going to put all the Protestants over the river into East Belfast, and that would have been the natural peace line. I mean, all these things have been talked about before, but I can understand where those young men and them bands are coming from, because I've been there. I know what it's like to be ignored and neglected. And what happens is the more you do that, there's people always in the community who will always tell you that you've lost this, you've lost that. And when I put that question to young people, what have you actually lost? They can't tell you. It's a perception. It's a perception. And once they go down that road, it's very, very difficult to get young people back to any kind of thinking straight. And it's down to our politicians. It's down to the folk on the Hill. I've said this many times in the Good Friday Agreement. We were promised investment. We were promised a whole lot of things. That hasn't happened in either Protestant or working class Catholic areas.
Where's the peace dividend for those communities?
Exactly. Where is it? But underlying that, there is a lot of work going on. The neighbourhood renewal. There's a lot of work going on in Argyll and the Shankill. A lot of work going on in Impact.
But they need to see it. They need to feel it.
But it's there. But young people get themselves into a position, Stephen, where they just don't want to know there is an answer to it. This is where we are. This is what we'll do. This is, we will never go any further than this. And unfortunately, we struggle to find the answer to that.
All right.